welcome to Happy Endings, a romantic TV movie podcast. My name is Laura Miller and...
Brett Wilson, here again.
And tonight, we are talking about a movie from last year that we meant to watch but didn't get around to, but that promises to be delightful, The Night, K-N-I-G-H-T, Before Christmas, a Netflix original. What will we learn about this night? What will we learn about Christmas? Possibly love.
possibly that the night is spreading the message of Christmas. Possibly that the night needs to learn the message of Christmas.
Right.
Possibly a third option.
Possibly the message that is on your shirt. Here comes trouble.
It could be.
So get your drink and get your snack and come and join us. See you in a second where we're going to hit play. All right, we're pressing play on this Netflix original. I have no idea where the remote for volume is. Oh, here it is. I found it. Okay.
I found the remote.
I found the remote. One of my children said it like that, and we keep saying it like that forever. Netflix presents medieval music playing. Oh my gosh, it's like the Monty Python font.
It is, yeah.
I am already here for this.
Norwich.
Norwich.
Ooh, 1334.
1334, December 18th.
Is that in the new year or not? Forget.
They had a lot of red paint for windows. You know, at least it looks kind of authentic. Good soft wind, m'lady. You happen to know the name of the hawk today?
Gwynfolt.
Not Cedric or Hodgkins, the what?
They're going falconing, I guess.
But is that how you falcon?
With a named... Or maybe is the hawk somebody who, like, leads a something or other? Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, the annual Christmas hawking competition.
Hawking.
So they do have Christmas in the Middle Ages here.
Yeah, it's festive. Maybe we need to bring back hawking.
Stephen?
Yes.
Blake Keaton of Glencroft?
Yeah. Dalton Hurst of Perth?
That's even almost impossible to say. Dalton Hurst of Perth?
Which Vane? Perro? Sir Spalding Ramsey? Okay, these are clearly like people the writer went to school with. Cole.
Yeah.
Oh, our guy's going to be named Cole. Are you kidding me? I hope not. Was anyone called Cole back then?
Yeah, that's a hard one. I mean, there's Old King Cole. Maybe that's what it's based on.
I guess. That's good. This is good. Those are beautiful horses.
Are they palfreys? I never knew what a palfrey was.
But. Edward III. Okay.
So there's the...
So the falcon or hawk flies to a thing and they all have to track it.
Okay.
And then what's there is like gold or a maiden or something. Or booze.
Would you say that the falcon cannot hear the falconer?
Mm-hmm.
Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world.
Things fall apart, and so do plots. The knight before Christmas.
Christmas. Yeah.
Meanwhile, in Bracebridge, Ohio. Oh, children are laughing and chatting at school.
Ooh, that's a nice school.
Yeah, it kind of looks like where my kids are going to go, but... Oh, what's wrong with Paige? Paige has a cute sweater. What happened? A woman is teaching in a STEM field. Yeah. I'm happy about that. It's never been more relentlessly December 18th than...
No, true, yeah. And you know she knows about epidemics because she's a science teacher.
Mm-hmm.
What's the epidemiology of the frog prince?
We all grow up fantasizing about being a princess and finding true love with a knight in shining armor.
Then we grow up and realize that it's not real.
And what you does have she say? To clean
That's all it
armor.
Is, a fantasy, yeah.
Yep, that's right. You know what she's going to learn? That knights are real and love is real.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. It's the art of courtly love.
L'amour courtois.
No.
Faint heart never won, fair stem teacher. Paige, there's more to life than your GPA.
That's also true.
I was Paige. We were all Paige.
Yeah. Oh, Miss Winters.
Miss Winters, because yeah. It's Christmas time.
Yeah.
Cole and Winters.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
Matt,
what's up?
Brooke,
I need a favor.
Brooke Winters.
Yeah. That's
like
a very
bad detective. Oh, the Christmas Castle, Evan and the Trial. I think it's Macy's, but we're not allowed to know it's Macy's.
Oh, it's just an M. Yeah.
M
yeah.
is for Mosey's. Moopies. Moops.
The card says Moops. Oh, this is going to be like the Outlander premise. That
Yes, it yeah. probably is.
Sing to me.
Oh, yeah. An old weird lady. That's me.
Yeah.
I'm
Do they have this much red in actual medieval life?
Yeah, I really don't think. I mean, they tried for a nice color palette.
Yeah.
Or a throw that I've seen at Costco.
Cole Christopher Frederick Lyons. For a crone, she has fantastic hair.
I love her.
Your younger brother, Jeffrey, is to be knighted this Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Why is the younger brother being knighted?
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever. Aw, he's a nice guy. Hmm. I'll tell you this. The quest you have searched for long and hard these many years begins this day.
So this, so far we have had the romance, small r, logic of like the knight rides through the wilderness and encounters either a woman in trouble or a monster to slay or another knight to fight, right?
Mm-hmm. And the way he treats the person
yes.
when no one is around
yeah.
reveals his character.
Yeah.
What's our destiny?
I don't know. Remember in Back to the Future where he says density instead
I
of density?
I love that. Yeah.
Methinks. Faint tinkling.
I think that's the thing from Iron Man.
It is like that.
I don't know. It's okay to not...
Old crone! I told you! I called...
Just
let
called
it be known
crone.
I...
Oprah.
I called Crone before it even came up there. Yeah.
Dick. If somebody calls me an old crone after I give them like a cool gem.
Yeah.
Instead of, hey, nice lady.
Especially when you have like a cool haircut. And,
yeah, she's yeah. cute in an old lady way.
Wasn't. I don't bad think makeup. She was that old of a lady either.
Yeah, they had to do gray makeup on her eyes.
Yeah.
Sherwin?
Like the
Williams?
Paint store? Yeah. Cover the world.
People used to greet horses by name back then. I believe that. Oh, here we go. Medieval Ohio to here. Current Ohio. He's like, what the actual is this?
Yeah.
I mean, at least it's sort of castle-like.
True.
He's looking for Sherwin. Oh, are they going to direct him to the paint store, please?
That would be fun.
Oh, is that her?
Yeah. Oh, she was Mrs. Claus. Old crone. All right, so what embarrassing thing do you think he will do with because he doesn't understand modern life? The equivalent of Don Quixote attacking a windmill. He's got to do that soon.
He has to have some kind of windmill thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think he will think a woman is a man.
Yeah, that could happen.
The gender thing might be weird.
Well.
Here.
There was a merry-go-round, so he might say something like, what manner of magic
plastic
is this?
Horse is this?
Yes,
yeah.
right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He could tilt at the
yeah.
plastic horses. Old Crone Leffie. Seriously? That's just her character name now?
Old Crone, yeah.
Old Crone. Yeah. Oh, can we take a selfie? Yeah. Oh, here we go. Well, he knows what women are. Okay, good. He's like, am I in some other country? Is this France?
Yeah. That guy doesn't seem like very Santa-y.
I know. I do like that he's not that old, though. Like
true.
Santa, like he's a vigorous, muscular.
Well, remember, yeah, Santa is a right jolly old elf. Right.
Right, but like, there's also the Santa who delivers all the presents.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Oh, her ex.
Yeah.
Ooh, they'll be jousting.
Oh yeah, maybe yeah.
The ex-boyfriend James.
Yeah. They do this a lot in these movies, right? Like the unlucky in love lead who has confided all her secrets to a child.
A random child or her niece. Or
yeah, whatever. Right.
Yeah. You know what's magical about children is the fact that they like to hook up adults.
That's right,
you
yeah.
You know my children. Yeah. That will never happen. Yeah, yeah. They like to jump on you in the morning and knee you.
Someone really nice who won't cheat on her.
She's like, at least I get to be cuter here.
Yeah.
She's like, I got my hunky Santa. I mean, for her, that's a good guy. Yeah. You know, that's a good couple.
Is he going to sit on Santa's lap? Crone.
Crone. You know what always helps? The English accent.
Well, that's true.
You know what I mean? No matter what.
You don't say, hey, Crone.
A flying steel dragon. I'm so sorry. It's hot chocolate.
Okay.
Well, he wouldn't have known about chocolate.
That's true. It's the Colombian exchange.
Oh, right now. I mean, in real life, he'd probably get smallpox from us all.
That's probably true. But mead is fermented honey, right?
Right. Well, it's a sweet, warm drink.
That's okay. All right. That's fair.
And, like, maybe they talked about mead like Coke.
That's like, right.
What kind of Coke you want? You want Sprite?
What kind of mead do you want?
What kind of mead you want?
I'll have port. Port isn't mead. I call it all mead. Yeah.
Well, you know you grew up in Sussex.
I know, right? Exactly. Steel cut hottie, like the oats.
Like the oats. And it's
delectably steel cut.
Overnight. Yeah. Getting them overnight. Maybe a little bit of cinnamon. He has nowhere to stay.
Yeah, it's not like driving through
an avalanche. He's going to run in front of Chancery Lane.
Yeah.
Where are they?
They're in Bracebridge, Ohio.
Oh no, she's gonna run into him.
Egads.
We need to bring back egads.
Yeah.
Like Ned saying arg.
Yeah. Near Steel Steed.
Okay, milady, tell me. What village is this? Bracebridge. Ohio.
Sir Cole Lyons.
Sir Cole Lyons.
Officer Stevens, Bracebridge, Ohio.
Yeah.
Don't touch me.
Yeah, dude. I know, really.
Sherwin the horse. Yeah. It's just so silly.
Yeah, that's not.
Why don't you all sit in the back of my steel horse and I'll help you find him. Oh no.
I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride.
Wanted. Wanted.
Dead or a knight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dead or a knight. Oh good, they're getting him checked out at the hospital. Oh, give him some vaccines, y'all. Oh, what is that?
Oh, let's see. The thing. Do you remember that show? Yeah, remember that show, Voyager?
Not well. Is that a Star Trek one?
No, not Star Trek Voyager. Voyager with a time-traveling guy.
No.
Oh.
I was more from the early 80s.
This is way before Quantum Leap.
I'm sorry, honey. We probably didn't know.
The Star accidentally killed himself with a prop gun.
Shit. That would have been if I were the star of a TV show. I'd fuck it up somehow. Oh, this is how she ends up with her handsome.
Oh.
Oh. Circle?
Will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by.
Also, round and round and round in the circle.
Yeah.
Oh.
Christopher Frederick.
You're a nutter, Lady Brooke. She's like, well, he's cute.
Yeah.
This is exactly right, though. We will put up with anything if the person is hot.
I guess so, yeah.
This is the entire thesis of the movie Young Adult.
Well, yeah.
If you look like, you know, what's her name? Like,
oh yeah,
Charlize Theron.
Right, like, right.
You can be terrible.
Right.
And somehow get through life. I mean, Charlize Theron, I'm sure, is a beautiful person.
Yeah.
You have to be a good person to play a terrible person.
Right.
That was the whole point of Bette Davis and Joan Crawford.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't let him stay at the police station. Yeah. He can stay at my house. Yeah. He's hot. I mean, he's really not that hot, but mostly the part that's not hot is him needing a haircut. And
yeah, could be, yeah.
But well, that's very Corona energy.
I think it's
shelter under a tree. You're not sleeping under a tree.
A guest house? Do you have a guest house when you're a high school teacher in Bracebridge, Ohio?
Do you have student loans?
Yeah, good one.
Do you have kids? She does not.
No, true.
Like, I guess if
I said hospice instead of hostel.
Ooh, that's...
Yeah.
That's a little grim.
Yeah.
Although, if they didn't give him any vaccinations... Yeah. Ooh, I'm a big fan of Gregorian chant,
yeah.
Just like in the 1990s.
Do, 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 do.
Where are the minstrels playing that lyrical melody? On the radio. Where are the minstrels? Oh, he's going to be... It's going to be like the movie Splash.
Yeah, I know. It is like that. Yeah.
What's he going to like? Buttons. Oh, no. Bejabbers.
Bejabbers is not a medieval exclamation,
I'm sure. I don't
think
it's anybody's exclamation. They probably just, like, put a bunch of Scrabble tiles in there. Ooh, everybody's watching them together. Oh! Huh? Cozy. Ooh. Oh, the gossip.
No.
Redheaded gossip lady of the mom. Steady on. Now, does she decorate a lot for Christmas? Yes.
Ah, okay, that's what they explained.
So her parents are gone, so...
Right, because the cop said we miss her father on the force or something.
Oh, that's sad. Dude, like, okay, anyone in the medieval period would not have just touched everything. And why doesn't she have food in her freezer?
Yeah.
She's a teacher. Where are the lean cuisines? Amy's organic. kind of miss those. Do you like those Amy's Organic, like?
Oh, I've had them a couple of times. They're a little...
There's a pizza pocket one
gooey.
That's good.
Oh, okay, like maybe. Yeah.
Six Christmases Past. Cool. She has a good sweater.
Yeah.
Is she going to give him a haircut?
Oh, it's possible.
Oh, nice. What absurd outfit will it be? It'll be like a team jersey.
Yeah, true.
Called the Vikings. Or
that would be funny, yeah.
Like, I'm not wearing the Vikings.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll say that later.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, the douche's garments. A tub and a cauldron.
Boil some water for a bath.
Yeah. Bathroom.
Plumbing. Yeah. Oh, God. This guy's going to be so happy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That was bound to happen.
Yeah, we knew it.
Yeah.
She's going to be distracted. He should at least have some scars.
I was going to say, I mean, he should at least have some hair on his chest. I don't think they did a lot of...
Not always had hair, right?
I guess, but
yeah,
I don't think
right,
there's a lot of consistent shaving.
There's a little between boobies.
Yeah,
thing.
I guess.
Whatever it would be called.
Why would he have understood a towel, frankly?
Yeah, no. How does he know how to wrap the towel? Is that innate knowledge with which we are all
That's
born?
That's correct.
I like her little... That they gave her a house that inside has this sort of stone ornament.
Yeah, exactly.
So that she kind of looks like she belongs in, you know, a henge. What the? He has a bonfire?
He built a bonfire, yeah.
And a
skunk? Oh, why is there a skunk?
He doesn't know what a skunk is.
Yeah.
Dude, what are you doing is right. You're not going to eat a skunk.
And he would have known not to eat a skunk in 1334.
Yeah.
Actually, he would have had a very good sense of not to eat a skunk, I think.
No one would have... There are more skunks there than here.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, oh, man. This guy has communication issues galore.
Yeah.
If, like... Oh, look at that. Oh, he can get a waffle. Does he read...
Oh, yeah, good point. That would be funny if he didn't.
Has the vowel shift happened? Hoot doog.
Totter totes.
Totter totes. Park sausage. Spill your mead on me. Oh, God, he's going to have fries. That's a... He's back in... He's in the modern era for good. But what is his place in the modern era?
Delicious.
Another one, wench. Oh, shit. Another one, wench. You can't call somebody a wench or a crone. Is he going to snap his fingers?
Yeah.
The accent always wins, man.
Pretty.
You know, somebody should write an article, they probably have, about, like, the dangerously working sound of the British accent.
Yeah, true.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
how,
you know, we're always going to be... tools.
Right, right.
Confronted by a very posh English person talking to us. Hey, guys. That's her ex.
That's funny.
The douche,
okay. Right. It's a lot of french fries.
Would he have known? Oh, no. Okay. No. This is sore. I mean, a man doesn't go anywhere without his sword these days. I like that there's like a sign behind them that just says like steak. I need to be reminded of steak.
See, this is like the female Quixote. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There are laws everybody now, or Northanger Abbey, right? Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Oh, it was like a Santa beard
like
at the top?
Ermine, though.
Okay.
Of course, he picked that thing, right? He picked the most ermine-y of the things.
True.
What's TV?
So they're watching other Hallmark or Hallmark-ish movies? Yeah.
Yeah.
A magic box that makes merry. Just like the old crone foretold. A magic box.
Honey, I got a magic box that'll make you marry. What can I do for you today? Oh, she has an Alexa.
Yeah. Lady Alexa play. That's funny.
That is pretty funny.
Good King Wenceslas.
He knows that one.
I think that wouldn't have been written yet, would it?
Would it?
1334, I don't know.
Well, Greensleeves was Henry VIII. So
right,
that
yeah.
Have been.
Yeah.
This isn't the same song.
No.
I don't know when Wenceslas was doing stuff. No. It would be cool if he said, that Wenceslas guy, that's
that's right.
Let me tell you, honey. And you know who wrote Beowulf? Let me tell you.
Yeah,
Beowulf
true.
Beowulf 4 was so much better than Beowulf 1.
It had a lot of continuity errors when they had to retcon.
Page, P-A-G-E, not yeah. P-A-I-G-E.
Yeah.
What even would be a P-A-I-G-E?
Yeah. One horse open.
That's not what that's called. Yeah. This is what George does, I envision, in the mornings. Or what I had hoped he would do. Oh, what's he going to say?
I wouldn't come up with that. The stars are brightly shining.
Away in a major. Oh, elephants! That's absolutely what I would watch. Would be like animals I had. Oh, of course.
He's already wearing sweatpants.
There's
there's
always the scene, too, where like they realize that TV helps educate them.
Right.
Aww.
Wait, is that the Sex and the City movie or something? What is,
I have
he
no
watching?
Idea, okay. But someone has a gun. Huh. Why are people kissing with a gun? Into your head. Oh, there we go. Meanwhile, on December 19th, the next day, which we need to be told.
Right.
Because what comes after 18? Damn. I don't know, STEM teacher. It's weird that shirts like that are back in style. That's a very, like, 90s
Yeah, right,
shirt that I would have worn with, like, a mini skirt and, like, boots.
It also just seems like it would be a little cold even inside to her when it has sleeves that short.
Maybe she goes with, like,
74. Ah, she's just walking out with it.
That's very Ohio, though.
Okay.
Where you, like, walk out and get the mail in whatever you have on. And then you come back and you're like, shoot, that sucked. And then it's like, well, why did I do that? Because I would rather, like, freeze temporarily. Your picture box can be enchanted for most of the night.
Madison? I don't think somebody of that age is named Madison.
No, not at all. Madison and Brooke?
Yeah, Brooke is okay.
Those are aspirational names.
That's probably true.
I brought you a little breakfast and a few things from my boutique called Mosey's, no relation to Macy's. A boutique to open. I love, would you have known what a boutique would be?
Yeah, I know. I was thinking the same thing.
Oh my God, he's gorgeous. Okay, bye.
So she also has stained glass windows in her house.
Of course she does. Yeah. That's why he feels at home there,
I guess,
Brett.
So, yeah.
And all the family pictures.
Yeah.
Does he have all the candles lit? Oh, oh there he's looking good.
Yeah. Awesome new threads. I don't think he'd say that. Oh, yeah, he learned it from the TV.
Overnight.
Yeah.
Did he? Oh, my God. I banished her to the night air.
Yeah.
Oh no. There goes Alexa.
He doesn't know what that is.
I was frustrated. Yeah. Okay, that's kind of funny.
Modern technology is lit AF.
Pictures on your magic box.
How is it permissible to call one's friend? You know what I love is that he is now a window onto 2019.
Yeah, true.
What say you and I binge watched? Is he going to say Netflix and chill?
That would be funny, yeah.
He's allowed to say Netflix.
Yeah, true.
5 minutes into Netflix and chill, and you're making that podcast. Oh, she falls asleep on him, and it's going to be cute.
He's wearing the puffy shirt and sweatpants. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
The gray sweatpants, the sign of manliness.
Right.
Forevermore.
I would be curious to know what movies he's watching, like if it's internally referential to other Netflix movies.
If it's a net world?
Yeah.
Is he watching A Christmas Prince?
Yeah, that would be
fun.
Being
funny. Like, oh, everything's normal.
That's
glad
right.
The feudalism lives. Is he having a dream about his horse? Actually, it would be cool if he found like all the like Game of Thrones or whatever.
Yeah, that would be funny too, yeah.
And was like, this is rubbish.
Yeah.
Or, whoa, these people are great. I guess if it were me, I'd try like training for martial arts stuff.
Yeah, true.
Learn to open your heart. His heart seems open.
Yeah. Old crone.
Sherwin. Are you okay? Oh, they had sriracha on their pizza.
Oh, is that right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
I relate to these people. Oh, December 20th, 2019. Remember when we could, like, talk to people and go places, bro?
Yeah, true.
That was so nice.
Yeah.
Oh, this is when she decorates for Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, no. Hmm. He's like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. She's scared of her mom's late Christmas decorations. Home from where, I wonder? Where was she?
I don't know. They haven't established that yet.
You should ask her. But sometimes she just wants to be home.
I don't think he would say, I'm sorry, either.
Yeah. That's not true.
No, that doesn't sound right.
He wouldn't be knighted and, like, not see his family.
Yeah.
Like, where would he live?
He went to Hogwarts. Apparently, it's just
He was living under the stairs.
Right.
Yeah.
It was all the British expanded universe.
British comic universe.
Yeah.
BCU.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Mr. Ginger Snaps, my favorite cuddly toy. Is there a Mrs. Ginger Snap? Oh my gosh. What? Oh wow, my own pillow doll or handmade brooch every year. A special thing that my mom had made for me. Oh, that's nice. My mother was a seamstress? Wait a minute.
Yeah, I don't think that's right
either. They would have had a servant.
Yeah. See, I'm telling you, it's just sort of this presumption that like you're training like the Olympics for being a knight or something, right? You just show your innate ability and then you are taken away to train. It's like the Soviet, the East German system. Right, exactly. Yeah.
Like, they would have gone broke paying for indulgences or something. Where's Chaucer?
Yeah, really.
What was he like? Oh, wait, Chaucer would have been later, but still.
True.
Whereas whoever Chaucer's stole shit from.
Yeah, who would he have known? Has Petrarch happened yet? 1330? I don't know. No, yeah, so it's 1400 and something. No, it can't be. I should
know. I don't know. I can't remember.
Dante is like 1215 or something.
So he knew about Dante.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, if once you've been through hell.
Boethius. That's all I remember from medieval courses is everybody talking about Boethius.
You know, he's not looking for philosophy as consolation.
Well,
he's
true.
Looking for the magic box to show him some moves.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's gross, but... Now that we are engaged.
Yeah, I don't think they would have called each other by first name.
Yeah, that's... Oh, that's kind of like my silly white tree. I have a mutilated mess. It is as contrived as the creatures that adorn your... You know, I hate how they are about fake trees in these movies.
Yeah.
2A1. Everybody always has a quote-unquote real Christmas tree. There's no Christmas tree in medieval... Whatever.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
An orange and a hay penny on our bedclothes. They wouldn't have even had an orange.
Yeah, I know. Dry, exactly, yeah.
How come you didn't see your parents once you were apprenticed as a squire
in
the last scene?
Yeah, in the age of 14, yeah. I don't know about this.
I like her coat.
Yeah. It looks like a monk robe, I guess.
Yeah, well, maybe that's what he's into. That's all he got to see.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Is he going to fill it with one blow?
Yep.
Told you.
Axe. Axe cop.
Yeah. And that guy is now is feeling outclassed. Oh, is that the old boyfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's a different one, because this woman has, like, red hair.
Oh, yeah.
That other one had brown hair. This is how we know women, by hair color.
I see. Might I ask
you a personal question regarding... Your delicate with the douche. James? Just how serious was it? He broke your betrothal. I want somebody to do a digital project where they track all of the first names of bad ex-boyfriends.
Yeah, true.
Because I feel like it's often a name that could have a nickname but does not.
Yeah, that's a good point.
James or Jonathan.
Yeah,
or, Christopher.
Yeah. 2 years, I tried everything.
You know, so that she can dump him for a guy named...
Nick.
Yep, always Nick. Alex. Nick.
Jack.
Jack.
Yeah.
Nick and Jack.
Yeah.
Something that sounds like fuck.
That's right. A knight speaks the truth at all times. That doesn't sound right at all.
I'm going to go Nick off for a bit. Sorry.
Wait, he doesn't know how to drive.
So you remember how to drive? What?
Or she thinks that he's just deranged, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I've tamed all sorts of beasts in my day. Oh, no. Tame my beast. Oh, no. This is terrible.
This is going to be the Don Quixote part. The whole thing has been
it's
Don Quixote.
Very quixotic.
Yeah.
That's going well.
Yeah.
Oh, this is how a lot of women are with men, though. Like, this is why...
Well, he's not doing active damage, right?
No,
yeah.
But, like it got better for me, actually, after, you know, like, marriage-ending stuff. Because I could order Instacart, and they would bring back the things I asked for from the store.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Without arguing about it and saying it wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Like... Instacart does that sometimes, but really, like, it's a good partner in life, as are you.
Oh, okay.
When you're not here,
all right.
I have the card of instance. You're the Instacart of my Instaheart, bro. Oh, how does he know what forward is?
Yeah, I know.
He'll be fine. It's fine. He's not medieval. Yeah. Oh my god. Where is he supposed to go?
He's going to the...
Oh, Jesus.
The cute downtown...
Area? What again? Yeah. I don't remember.
Well, I think he just said, can I borrow your steed? It'd be funny if he put a rope around it. Yeah.
He's just gonna hang out. Oh, he's gonna talk to the crone like, hey lady,
what's
the deal? Excuse me, ma'am. Crone... Oh, shoot, wrong crone. Yo, sorry.
Yeah, stop doing that.
Stop calling me crone. Maybe stop calling my wife an old crone. You look
That guy is very familiar.
He was already knighted. How is he not a knight?
Well, he's not a true knight, apparently.
This is so ridiculous. Yeah. Nobody would have ever cared.
No.
This is all written by people who, like, don't apply for jobs that they don't have every single qualification for.
Maybe,
oh,
yeah.
But I've never had exactly 5 years of customer service.
Right, right, right.
I only had 4 years of customer service. I shouldn't even bother. Like, dude. Yeah. He's already a knight, but not a true knight.
Verily. Yay, verily, yay.
He wouldn't have called him. No. That was Coca-Cola invented.
Father Christmas, give me some money. All right, yeah.
All the toys for the little rich boys.
Oh, yeah.
Aw. Oh, man.
Oh, it's going to be the same cop from before.
The one cop who's like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
Go harbor under a tree, buddy. Go find that tree. Shelter thereunder. I do love that, like, everything looks like Christmas vomited everywhere.
Yeah, true.
We need to do that here.
Yeah.
Are you up for some Christmas vomiting with me?
Right.
That sounds like a no.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
Will you help me at least clean the house so that I may make Christmas barf really everywhere? How many outfits did that guy leave at the house?
Yeah. No, well, these are the ones from her sister's non-Macy's store.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Yeah, I mean, that's very like whatever it is to have like three layers.
Yeah.
Henley,
the blazer. Yeah, right, right. It's like the, what do you call that? Not a pea coat. It's like a tweed mac.
Overcoat, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, my dad had one of those when I was growing up, a coat kind of like that. And it was honestly a good blazer because it was a little thicker than the average blazer.
So yeah, right.
Over a sweater.
Yeah. I think this was sort of, this guy's is like mid-thigh length or something.
Oh, so it's like a town coat?
Yeah, or a car coat.
Car coat.
Yeah,
coat.
That's it.
That's
yeah.
Right. I have a car coat, and I actually find it useful in the car.
Yep, see, yeah, I guess it is a car coat.
Yep. You're getting your mid-thigh action. By Santa's village. She answers only to you. You'll call. Oh, it's December 21st. Oh, look! Number of prisoners? Okay, that's funny.
That's funny. Yeah.
We're all prisoners.
Yeah.
I know Michel Foucault. Introduce him to Michel Foucault. Should we take a quick pause and top up our beverages of choice?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're at 42 minutes, 20 seconds, in case you're keeping track. Brett, I'll toast to you.
To you, too.
Aw. Are you really a knight? I am. Can girls be knights? Girls can be whatever they want to be. Will you teach me how to sword fight? That is true. It is dangerous. Sticks of wood, there you go.
This is one of the weird uses of the word trim.
Mm-hmm.
Trimming.
Yeah, usually a trim is a cut.
Aljovia, isn't that where...
Oh my god, that is exactly where the Christmas Prince movies took place,
yeah.
Brett! Easter egg for Aljovia!
Yeah.
Cheers! Aljovia.
She wears a lot of these high-waisted pants.
She really does. And they, like, are sort of enervating.
Yeah.
Because they're clearly about to, like, get really dirty on the floor.
That's right.
They're just, they needed another...
I think he's just a medieval enthusiast.
Medieval enthusiast. Like, parry and thrust.
Okay, they're learning. Oh, come on. No one thinks this.
Yeah. Oh, so she's also learning about faith. Like
time travel? Maybe the miracle of Christmas is like the boyfriend you needed was in medieval England. Why Ohio of all things? Is this happening all over? Is this like the Highlander where they're everywhere?
Probably.
Like, who was I supposed to be with, Brett?
I don't know. It might have been in a previous century.
What?
Might have been someone from a previous century.
Right. Ha ha.
Maybe the whole movie was based on the ability to make that joke.
You know what? Yeah. To prove we're weapon free.
I've heard that, and I've also heard that debunked.
But. Yep, same.
So do you think his hair is just supposed to be an homage to Heath Ledger?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably. Knight's Tale. Grunting and panting. Ooh, I love it. Dude, you know by now, Don Quixote, not to destroy the Christmas village. I came out to get a little sparring in. Oh, is he going to lead a spin class now, like Joan of Arc and Bill and Ted?
Right, exactly.
Or whatever it was. It wasn't spin. It was aerobics. That's right. Okay, Ms. of Arc. I have an adult boyfriend. He's real and his name is Cole. Christmas caroling.
He's going to be very cold in his very thin shirt.
Yeah. Well, who knows?
Is
a nipple time? Yep, nipple.
Toodle pip. I guarantee toodle pip. He did not say toodle pip.
That's not very tickety boo of them. Lady Allison. She ain't no lady. Oh, I love that the world of these movies always has people in high school still interacting with each other. Always. Like, I cannot imagine still caring about anything remotely related to high school. I wasn't even, like, popular, but, like, I still do not care. That scoundrel James.
This is one of the few amusing parts about the kind of romantic dialogue from the original Star Wars movies is when Princess Leia says that Han Solo is a scoundrel and he like smirks. Scoundrel.
Which is exactly how a scoundrel would act.
Yeah, scoundrel is a good word.
Like, if I called you a scoundrel, you'd find that kind of awkward.
Yeah.
You scoundrel.
Yeah. It just sounds like something from him.
No, that's true.
Thanks for watching the little ones. Same here.
What's Dad doing? Oh no. Oh no, this poor little girl. Oh no, she'll get in trouble for the fact that the other girl gave her the things now. No. So now poverty exists.
Right. He has to be awakened to the fact that there is poverty because there wasn't poverty in 1330.
I know. This looks like the
altruistic. He definitely did not say in 1330 something.
No, I know. You're right.
Isn't that a word that was invented in the 19th century?
See, this is why you should require substantial work in pre-1800 literatures as part of an English major. Oh no, is Fred sick?
Oh, he's on opiates now.
I'll bet a leech will help him. There we go. Oh, I hope this works. Cumin? My ass, they had cumin. Yeah. I hope it works.
You know what spice you could have suggested that they use?
Rosemary.
Mace.
Ah, nice. Nice. Christmas feast. This really does have good community center vibes.
Yeah, it is. Oh, well, he's the one who
is poor.
Couldn't buy the new gloves or whatever. Yeah.
We're going to learn about him and what his deal is. It's kind of nice. Like, I think one of the appeals of these movies is that you only get to celebrate Christmas on one day a year, and it's often underwhelming. You get to vicariously experience Christmas an unlimited number of times a year, and it's always satisfying.
Why would he leave that in the front yard, though?
I don't know. Oh, good.
Isn't this scene in Splash?
Yeah, I think it is. Bloomingdale's.
Yeah.
Do they, though? Yeah, he wouldn't have known what a potato was.
Yeah, true.
Dude, don't get four of them. You don't need that many, dude. What if they run out?
Wait, they have clothes there too?
Is it like a Walmart or a Super Target? Oh. I have no idea. Let him get his cocoa, lady. Why don't you grab 8 bags of dinner rolls right there? 8? Mm-hmm. Hi, Paige. Yeah. Aw. He's eating.
Why wouldn't he want it?
Yeah, that's weird. Stop eating in the freaking hallway. Yes, thank you, honey. Oh, thank you. Hey, good luck with the feast.
Why is everyone displeasing to him? Why would he?
What are you doing, buddy? What's his deal? What's cocket?
That's.
I like that she's just like, okay. Oh, he can bake.
I don't know if that's true either.
Butcher, baker, candlestick maker. You know what, though? At least he has a transferable skill.
True.
Because jousting isn't.
No.
Unless it's like, you know. But their town in Ohio isn't going to have a medieval times dinner and tournament.
No,
please let this girl be inside where it's warm. Her dad probably keeps the heat at like 51.
Hurt each other and he has to help them or something.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Aww. Maybe this guy ends up with her. She's rich.
Maybe.
I mean, everybody's parents are dead and she has clearly a very nice house. Is there a guy? Does she have a guy? I don't know. The men are all gone. Eh, you know. Where did you learn how to bake? That's why the women have all these cute kitchens. Aww.
Griselda
the baker was a harsh taskmaster. Hmm. Ah, he can play the lute. No, medieval, darling. Oh, come on.
Oh, that was a lost opportunity.
It's like when you play volleyball and people just keep setting the ball and nobody spikes it.
Yuletide bean bread. Oh, it's like the king cake.
Oh. Oh, no, here we go. The one who finds the bean gets to make a Christmas wish. King Arthur flour, yeah, of course. Cool. Yeah. That probably was a product placement. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh, it's ghost. Ooh, oh, my love, my yeasty girl. Hunger for some bread. None. I need KNEAD, your bread.
I told you something's going to happen with the kids.
Yeah. Real snow. Respect. That looks miserable as shit, that snow. That's like that morning we had in February that was super snowy and then never again. Yeah. I had to wear my actual boots. That was a great day, Brett.
Well, he's going to be able to track them.
Oh, right.
The hawking. Well. Don't worry, I pledge to bring.
Yep. I can smell children and play the lute.
Quite.
I want a medieval guy, Brett. Can you do medieval stuff?
Does getting sick from strange things count? Yeah, I don't know.
Yes. Yeah, okay, good. Thank you, my medieval man. Not the leg. Oh, shoot. We're here. Use your sword. Oh, he can do it. Oh, shoot.
No, he's heavy.
No, but he is used to stuff like this.
It's always the thing where you have to, like, spread out, right?
Right. This is good. This is useful. Yeah. Crawl slowly on your belly like a snail because it will spread your weight out. Right. Yeah. The slowest snail that's ever crawled the earth. Crawl to the shaggy British man.
I wish I had put my sword someplace other than my belt. While crawling across the ice on my belly.
God, I hope he got good gigs after this.
No.
Well, probably not, because coronavirus.
Yeah, true.
He's like, well, I got all these auditions, but there's no more movies ever again. You're just going to have to watch The Night Before Christmas 50 more times, Laura and Brett. Mm. Those red gloves really pop. Aw, that's nice. We got lost in the snow. Everybody's safe. See, and we see that he's a good man because he can take care of kids. I like that he appears not to care about race at all.
Right.
Like, there's just not, like, you know, the cop is black. He's like, okay, cool.
Right, true.
He's like, right, weirdo. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Memory's not coming back, but he's a decent guy. He can bake bread. Huh? It's not overworked or underproved. I'm the 14th century Paul Lollywood. No. What's he have to do? Save her?
She has two of the same sweater.
I think it's just been a long day.
She had the sweater the day before, the white one.
No, the white one's a little different than that. Yeah, be stuck in the nice now. Oh, do you think he's going to end up with her? Or do you think this is going to be like a bittersweet thing?
Oh, I don't know.
That would suck. Do you think they'll end up staying here or in the 14th century?
Oh, yeah.
What? Who's... What is... Is he married to the sister?
I think so.
Okay, good. Okay. Ah,
remember,
Christmas
she said
gifts,
that on
yeah.
The phone originally.
Oh, so right, right.
At Moosey's rather than Macy's.
Moosey's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Christmas Eve is tomorrow. Ooh, she gave that little sexy look. The crone sent you here. I like that she's just like, whatever, okay, yeah. There's a crone. This is exactly how it is when you're hot, though. And someone will be like, okay, let's just get into this crone thing. Yeah. Fine. He's not that hot, but, like, you know,
no.
The haircut is
oh,
really...
Oh, you know who he's exactly like? He's like Tate Donovan. Do you remember Tate Donovan?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Nice. The smirky acting. I kind of like this little sad-looking festival, though. This is my kind of thing. Like, is that her? Whoa, did he just grab her ass? Oh, no, that's the lady with the ill husband. Oh, yeah, he can totally get this fucking guy. I'm going to get your ass with my sword. You're going to lose a fucking arm, dude.
Hanged.
I hate it when they say hung.
Yeah, I know.
Like, don't they know what that means? Yeah. I mean, I guess when they were hanged, they like to see if they were hung, but, you know. Damn.
Crazy sword guy,
man.
Oh, so he's going to become a police officer? In the 21st century.
Future cop. Yeah. Oh, there we go. So is this NACAB?
Right.
Yeah. NACAB. You'd have to pass the psych exam first.
You wouldn't know what that meant. Of all the things.
Well, that's true. Maybe that's why he said... Maybe he knew what exam was?
Yeah.
No, he'd understand test more.
Yes, test, definitely.
Test he would get. But not study either. Practice.
Well, I think study.
Okay,
like
study would be okay.
That's like a Latinate word. Right?
I don't know. He'd still be fucked up with the vowels, as far as I understand it.
Oh, studi.
Studi for the toast. Quest worthy. Worthy.
I don't think he'd be using contractions either.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's definitely something he would.
Fife. It ain't over till the old crone sings. He didn't know what opera was because it didn't exist yet.
That's true.
I'm sorry. People are listening to this. If anyone's normal and listening to this, I'm really sorry. Ooh, that's a big deal for him. That's or not. True. Who the hell knows? Yeah. Thank you, Brooke. Man, she really went overboard with the teeth whitening.
Yeah, I know.
They're blue.
In the, yeah.
I mean, maybe that's just the lighting. Like, her teeth might be a normal amount of white, but the way that the scene was lit made them look bluey blue. He's into it.
What? Is that a lyric?
That is not right. December 24th, 2019. What a weird kitchen. All the bread he can bake. Aw, it is nice though and festive. Ooh, what is that? It's cocoa?
Oh, like a snifter?
Oh, is it like boozy cocoa? Yeah, I guess so. It's mead? Sweet. Everything's mead. Wow. That's not mead. Yeah. Can we please get that kid some mittens? Jesus. Oh, two jobs, four kids. Maybe that's his mission. That's truly a tale of woe, he says. But he's the one who needs. Oh.
But what said perhaps.
Mayhap.
Yes, exactly. Mayhap.
Oh, I'd like a good mayhap. Oh, sexy dress. Nice. This fancy neck ribbon seems more like a torture device. Perhaps I can help. Well, I can you look...
Ravishing. Oh, radiant. Oh, I was so close.
And by that I mean you look like part of a circle. Riband. Riband.
Yeah.
Brett, don't expect me to do this for you.
No, well, I can't do it for myself.
So. Yeah, it's okay. We'll just.
She can do it backwards?
That's how she learned to do it, probably. Well, you know.
Okay, good.
Me too. Oh, I am really excited for Christmas now. Damn it. These things work. How does a toad slime you? Okay. Is that an orange? Oh. And like a quarter maybe because inflation.
Oh, yeah, that's right. A halfpenny.
And an orange.
Well, I think that oranges were...
Ooh, 50 cents.
Didn't grow in sections yet, I
think. Right. It would have been some sad-looking Spanish thing, right?
Yes, right.
Yeah. Although if he knew the king, there would have been like an orangery, probably.
Right.
The fauna chimas. Ataxta and Olacapis. We shot a goo. Ah, yes, a tree.
Wait, where is this? This is like the community?
The community hall. They made it look extremely decorated. Your Yuletide bread. Yeah. It's an old family recipe. There's a bean. You get to make a wish. Right. What, are you shitting me? She found ox blood? Whoa. Oh, look at that interracial marriage. Oh, look at it. Everybody's just like, whatever. Yeah. It's just a big love fest. Yeah. Love it. Oh. This is no Ohio, I know, but it's definitely the California I remember. I miss California. But we are going to just build our own paradise here in Georgia. Blue Georgia since the last time we recorded. Cheers. Oh, you're empty.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay. We're all empty inside, Brett.
And he was wrong. Screw you!
Eva Foster. Christmas Eva Foster. Drank a tray of Christmas. I don't know. Fuck all. I haven't taught Canterbury Tales in like 3 years. Sorry, everybody. Is he arrested? What?
That would be fun.
Oh, no, wait, though. That's David is the one who should get like a decent job as a cop or something. Yeah. Or some cash. I'll take cash. Hey, if you're still listening, donate to Anchor. He brought all your presents here. Oh, these kids get a Christmas. Don't make them open them up.
No.
And they get coats. Aww. A coat and boots. This is for you. It's a bean. This is what the feast is all about. Aww. That's so nice. I hope that this really happens for people. Like, times are hard, but like, you gotta pay it forward. That's right, dude. Oh, that's nice. He doesn't know what pay it forward means. He's medieval. He doesn't get it. He's got a woman in a red dress.
Oh, yeah.
That must mean she's noble, right?
Yeah.
What's with these slutty ear bobs, milady?
Post-haste.
Post-haste, he wouldn't have known, yeah. I'm with you, Brett. I mean, I guess, yeah, I am. Oh, he's going to be a knight? Oh, that's cute. Take your picture with the knight. The Christmas night, that's normal.
Yeah.
He doesn't come out in the picture.
That would be funny.
I want a picture with the knight. Yeah. Me too. He has like creepy red eyes or something or it's like Dorian Gray.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he looks at his pictures,
like,
he's 600 years old.
Right? Yeah. He knows what a selfie is. Oh, here's this one. Ew. He's like, no, I don't.
Yeah.
Yes, the dung plant that wards off evil spirits. Isn't it weird that people just thought in the vowels of the great vowel shift?
Yeah, true.
Isn't that weird? Yeah. Just like, you'd have a dream like in that thing.
Yeah.
What is the point of any of that?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm bad, but only like partly bad and for 5 seconds.
Yeah,
bye.
They didn't know what to do.
There's not enough conflict in this.
No.
They just had a knight and a cute girl and they just wanted to make it work.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that because there's a lot of decorations. There's a lot of mistletoe. Should we get mistletoe?
I've never understood what this ritual was.
You kiss under it.
Yeah, but like, why would
it's
prevent you from kissing normally?
Maybe it's like one of those blessing type pagan things.
Oh, no.
Like where the kissing was probably like on the cheek.
Maybe.
Or it's a Victorian thing and like, because otherwise no one would ever touch anyone.
Maybe.
Don't make the old people clean.
I do remember this. Here's a bad, very kind of dad joke style joke.
I love it.
If a runner gets athlete's foot, what does an astronaut get?
Space toe?
Missile
toe. Ah! I get it. Yeah. I'm sorry, I ruined your nice joke.
Would he have said enlighten also?
He would not have said enlighten, as we know. Well,
it's actually not the right use of whence.
Right. But also,
is he going to disappear once they kiss?
What I really hope happens, oh, that would suck. Yeah. But it could. Well, that's a smoochy smooch. I don't know how, like, oh, the tender caressing of the chain mail made from soda pop tabs. Oh. The old crone. Well, what does it mean? Is this like with Derek in The Good Place? Yeah, it's the wind like chimes that. Are going. Yeah. My wind chime is erect now. You can't make her go with you, dude. Oh, then you fulfilled your quest. Oh, no. Oh, this is sad. I don't want him to leave. Oh, but also I would love it if he called it the Dark Ages. Like, because like our right. students, they're on history.
Yeah, I'm off to fight in the Hundred Years' War.
Right? Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly.
The Knight's Code.
There's no chivalry. It's the Knight's Code. God, no. Like, 10 years from now, there's going to be even less literacy.
So is this going to be like incident at Owl Creek Bridge, and like when he goes back into the past, it will be like nothing. He wasn't even gone at all.
Ooh, probably. Like, but what if like he isn't ready?
Yeah, true.
What if he's only like slightly tesseracted?
Yeah.
Also, it's not even Christmas yet.
Oh, yeah, true.
Oh, shit. Wind blowing, dry ice. My boyfriend is gone. I guess he's going to get back and be like, I miss toilets and I'm coming back.
Oh, he really did disappear.
Whoa. Or, I mean, it's just a movie, honey.
True. Yeah. Well,
I'm teasing. I'm being weird. They were glad they got that carousel location, yeah, weren't that's they? True. Chancery Lane, which would be attorneys, I guess, but yeah, whatever. Jaundice and jaundice. No, don't go with Grayson. No, go to Harvard. Yes, good. You have a 4.0. Yes. Oh no, don't make Paige not go to Harvard. She's like 16. You're allowed to want to like do stuff when you're 16. It doesn't exist if you're like a baby.
Yeah.
Aww.
He's like, that's just how Grayson feels about me.
It's totally like when we were going to go to winter formal and like I didn't want to go and he did, but then like his friends didn't. Oh.
Can you imagine talking to your teacher about your
love life?
Boyfriend? Yeah.
Oh God, no. Well, although who knows, like, who knows via the Zoom times? Yeah, okay. Like, they don't see anyone. They're probably like, oh gosh. It must be so hard for these high school students. He left his paws. Yeah. Oh, now he's going to get, like, hit in the hand and die in battle.
That's right.
I feel like, could she be the one for me? Lonely as I can be, so what's she eating?
Is it a rice cake? Oh, it's the
bean. I hope not. She got the bean. No, I'd be crying. Girl, you better cry. Good, okay. We know. That didn't need to be a line.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm having feelings.
Shouldn't there be?
What is that? He made an ornament
my God.
Out of... Oh, because her mom used to do that. Oh, Oh, so there would always be a secret thing.
Right.
With his scrimshaw skills or whatever. Well, he doesn't know what whales are.
No, it's... Wait, yeah, he would have known.
Well, was it, maybe not. It's 1334.
Oh, Sherwin's going to go find him.
Sherwin's going to find him. Oh, I hope maybe he can go back, but also bring the horse. Like, wouldn't you want Sherwin?
Yes.
He's a beautiful horse. Oh, shit, I'm back. Hey, Sherwin. I forgot my gauntlets, dude.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
Those are going to
take... A four good me gauntlets. Gauntlets. Jeffrey. Jeffrey Chaucer.
Well.
My brother. Oh, no. His brother thought he was gone. I was, yes, lost. Oh, offer you some advice. Be kind to all you meet. A crone. Oh, that's nice.
Huzzah!
Huzzah! Finally a huzzah! We've been going so long without a huzzah. My Lady Brooke. Is that a name?
I know not this Lady Brooke.
I believe so, yes. Sorry. I'm sorry, everybody who knows the vowel shift, that I'm fucking up all the vowels. Well, isn't your love for your brother also a matter of the heart? Like, wasn't that totally the way these dudes were?
That's true, right.
Bro code, man.
Yeah.
That huzzah and that tanker, that's the thing. How about maybe you can't go back because you got to, like, travel through hundreds of years of time once.
Right.
Like, maybe that's all you get, buddy.
It became courtly love all over again. Maybe this is how courtly love was invented.
Oh, my gosh. Well, when was Tristan and Isolde? That was before this. It was in the reign of King Mark of Cornwall, which I think was that before 1066? I don't even know. Sorry, smart medievalists who are listening to this and thinking I'm an asshole who knows nothing. Oh! Okay, that's so fucking cute. Why is there a puppy? I'm going to go make some coffee is right. Oh, okay. I don't necessarily love dogs, but that is a really cute puppy. Look at that. It's a little papillon. Wow, really? Yeah, you don't happen to know anything about this. Maybe it was actual Santa. Did Cole do it?
Christmas magic.
Magic.
More of these high-waisted pants, huh?
This is her deal, man.
Wow.
She's a turtleneck and high-waisted pants kind of girl. It's sponsored by the Church of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons. But, you know, it's temple-friendly, Brett.
Sponsored by Chico's.
Chico's. Oh, no. Chico's would be, like, flowing.
Yeah.
The Crone is sponsored by Chico's. Oh my God, would you not be sick of that Christmas castle by now? Isn't there an Elmdale where you can go visit their shit?
Yeah.
The Woods of Norwich, Christmas Day. Here's your orange, asshole. Hope you like it. No Haypenny this year. I love that it's like a horse decorated with home goods.
Yeah.
Like, here's a throw blanket and some tassels and some curtains. Crone? That's me, man. I'm a middle-aged crone. I'm a medieval crone. she just behind the fucking tree all the time?
It's like the elephant behind that was eating the sugar cane.
Oh, it is like that. Sorry, you caught me croning. She looks hot there.
Yeah,
it's me. Ooh. Throwing a look, crone. At least you said goodbye to your brother. It's Christmas morning. He's going to be naked under her tree. Please, please, please. With a little, like mistletoe
like
leaf down in his...
Right? Yeah. I need your clothes.
The Terminator reference is where you went, and I love that about you, Brett. Children come up with terrible names for things, except for my George, who comes up with good names for things. He had to go home for his brother's knighting. What is that dude behind them? Is that like a barrister? What is this guy?
That's because
it's
there's
creeping
some medieval
me up.
Themed
Christmas. There's a medieval theme Christmas. Now everyone's, it's a trend now. You know you're a main character in a romantic Christmas movie when you have a hat like that. Oh,
yeah,
the horse got to come.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm so happy. Oh, lovely Sherwin. You are my quest. Aww.
Full. Oh.
Devotedly yours. That's not bad. Aww, love. My fair maiden. She's like, well, not really maiden, but we'll talk about that later. Someone in this... watching this is just losing their shit over this awesome horse all the time.
Sure.
Like, I'm not a horse person, but I know enough about, like, what's cool about cool horses
to know that's a
cool horse.
He said he could be either a cop or a baker.
I would like baker. N-B-A-B. No bakers are, you know what's.
They do like to say nickering in the subtitles.
Yeah, it's either a scoff or a whinny or a, You're the prettiest horse.
What's the name of the reindeer in Frozen who also is like a conversation?
Sven.
Yeah, it's like that.
Oh.
You're everywhere to me. What's that movie with Hugh Jackman as the knight or something? Like
oh,
Hansen.
Wow.
Yeah.
That goes back.
Leopold something. Leopold.
Cate and Leopold.
Cate and
yes.
Leopold, right, yeah.
Where he's like Napoleonic.
Okay. Yeah,
and he like rolls in.
Right.
Like, yeah,
on
yeah.
Horse. Yeah.
No, he just shows up in New York.
I thought he was on a horse.
I don't remember. Oh, maybe. That poor horse must be like, what the hell is any of this? Woman director. Excellent. Woman writer, also excellent. Women getting paid.
Produced by Brad Crivoy.
Brad Crivoy. I've heard of him, though. He's a Vanessa Hudgens producer. All the producers. Oh, look. Oh, there's some little, like, bits. Oh, there's... Oh, we get to see the knighting or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, the crone. The crone's... Oh, I hope the crone finds some love. Is she going to send somebody else on a quest? Oh, and that's going to be the sequel?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Another quest. I hope to God this is another sequel. Edward Lyons, at your service. Faint tinkling.
Yeah.
Derek.
Emmanuel
Chiriqui?
Yeah.
Creaky? Ooh. So, you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on this day. Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. So this is set up for a sequel. They set them all up for a sequel.
Yeah, I guess that's
but
true.
But also the reference to Aldovia was choice. That was, and I love that it was you who noticed it, yeah. Brett. Lovely,
yeah, I
Brett.
I guess I've seen enough of these now.
What have you learned about love from these or movies?
Oh, it seems like you can acquire it for the price of an orange pretty easily.
Well, I mean, we knew that from 18th century studies.
That's right, yeah. I think that's right. Yeah, I mean, you know, they seem to enjoy having the... Well, I'm curious, okay? I'm
yeah,
curious
what's
to
that?
What you would say about
tell me.
What's going on with masculinity in these movies, like what's going on with the definition or redefinition of the good man.
Because, I think you can be manly without being toxic.
Yeah, that seems right.
Yeah, which is, okay. You are okay. Right there, Brett. You are masculine and non-toxic, right. Like a crayon.
Well, now, does the woman in this movie, does she have an arc at all, or does she just sort of start off good and remain good? I mean, like, normally there's a little bit more of a
melting.
Tension,
yeah, usually
yeah,
melting, she melts.
Right.
Yeah. But I think this one had so much of the, like, medieval guy adapting that,
yeah.
Like... She was just kind... Well, part of it, I guess, is, like, being able to trust the connection you have with the person you're with.
Right, okay.
And it wasn't set up brilliantly, but, like, would it be? No.
Right.
And, you know, so in her case, she's like, okay, I'm just going to go with this quest thing and trust this guy.
Right.
And, like, she was with the guy she couldn't trust before. And she got stuck with his clothes, which is kind of a bummer. And then, like, after that, she's like, you know, I found someone I can trust. And look at this. He came back and brought a cool horse.
So
that's
is
like
it...
a $50,000 horse. I have no idea. Sorry, horse people.
I have no idea. So do you think that... I mean, in all honesty, I'm trying to find a way to, like, come up with serious things to say about it. But, like, is the idea to sort of... reclaim chivalry in that Edmund Burke sort of way that, like, you know, this is the
he's riding a cheval.
Right, exactly. I mean, he is a knight on horseback. He's doing things that are gallant. He's
right.
But it's that, you know.
It's that it is a caring instinct.
Right.
If we go back to the origins of contemporary masculinity, that's what we've lost.
Right, exactly.
It is about compassion for women and children and anyone in a vulnerable position.
And that's what Edmund Burke says about the nature of chivalry, right? Like, if there was such a thing as chivalry, then nobody would have allowed Marie Antoinette to be assaulted in her bedchamber, right? Like, because you have to protect women. I mean, that has very little to do with...
Well, and even if Marie Antoinette was, like, a big asshole,
right.
Like, she's also a woman in a corrupt system where everyone's a big asshole.
Right. No,
so, like, I kind of got that, but, like, yeah. No, you're right.
It's
yeah,
just funny to
It's locate. One of the weird things about Burke.
And just to sort of latch onto the idea of chivalry as the thing that is the opposite of toxic masculinity.
Right,
I don't know what
right.
happens in most medieval works.
But like, a lot of medieval stuff is about curing toxic masculinity, like The Wife of Bath's Tale.
Well, right, that's true. You've been talking about that too. So that's fair.
Where you have this, like, awful rapey guy, and the lesson he has to learn is let the woman have a choice, and then you will be happy.
Right.
And then, behold, everything is given to him. Which is shitty, because he's terrible. And the girl who's actually assaulted doesn't get justice.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, like, it's The Wife of Bath. She, you know, I guess don't hate the player, hate the game.
There is, you know, too, that idea that, you know, the whole reason why we call this genre romantic comedy is that it's the derivation from... romantic, like something that would happen in a romance, like a story of
an Arthurian romance.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
So that notion that knights do things that are of a piece with contemporary romantic gestures, like
I'm listening to you. I'm
no,
just
no,
checking
like,
this
like,
thing.
Like generous gifts and being caring and knowing the right thing to say on the right occasion and that kind of thing.
And what
seems
this,
like there's a whole the whole lineage of associating that with medieval masculinity.
Well, and what I love is that in citing it, what it's doing is saying that these dudes in these Hallmark movies are like knights.
Yeah, right.
Because, like, it's always a guy who has this code.
Right.
And it's the code where it's like, you know, I'm going to support my family. Or usually what the breakup is, it's about some kind of, like, honor.
Right.
You know, and so, or like it's a guy who decides to stay home and help his family instead of going to the city.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, his woodworking career. Or like the Christmas ghost one that we did way back when. A lot of them are about honor. And so these movies give us a contemporary version of honor that is sincere and non-judgmental. And it's sad that that's in a kind of super specific and marginalized genre. Like, these are really popular movies, but they're also movies everybody makes fun of. Oh, God, now I love them. Oh, no. It's like the circle is complete.
Will the circle be unbroken?
And there we are. All right. Well, thank you very much for enjoying the Knight Before Christmas. My name is Laura Miller.
I've been Brett Wilson, and will remain Brett Wilson, I suppose.
You are the Brett Wilson of Brett Wilson's, and thank you for joining us. Click like and subscribe.